Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
32 here at Morning Mayhem. Always great to talk with our buddy Matt Jones. And Touchdown Club coming up at 10:30, the announcement over at the stadium, War Memorial Stadium, Simmons Bank Field. And the Zone will be over there live with Justin West and Christian. In studio now, we've got a legendary music guy, and I'll have to admit that I don't know the Texas music scene as well as I should, because, you know, I was when I came to play football at Arkansas, Gary, I was supposed to hate everything that came out of Texas. So,
the only thing I know about the Texas music scene would have been stories that I've heard about Willie leaving the establishment and going out to Texas somewhere, and Waylon coming out and following that way. Does that make sense, Gary?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so that's all part of that.
Well, absolutely, yeah.
By the way, this is Gary P. Nunn.
Good morning.
Yes. Little Rob.
Now, you're in town to speak to the Rotary Club today. Yeah, and so as Roger was saying, you know, we're sort of learning, because I've got some buddies that are huge fans of yours and know all about you, and all I needed to find out that you went to Texas in 1969, so you're already on my bad list already. And because I know you had to be friends with Daryl Royal, and I knew Willie was a good friend of him as well.
Yeah, Daryl was a huge music fan, and he came out all the time to see us play. He was very supportive.
Yeah, so for those, as Roger was saying, for those that don't know the Texas music scene, everybody said that the Austin scene was made because of you.
And well, that's a bit of an exaggeration, but had the opportunity to be right there in the beginning. You know, guys like Michael Murphy came to town, and we formed a band and made the first record with him. And then Jerry Jeff Walker came to town.
Oh, wow.
And we made his first three or four records, and eventually we moved over to play with Jerry Jeff full-time up until 1976. So that was a wild ride. You know, he was pretty much on top of the whole scene at that time, and we were creating it. But I don't know, Jerry Jeff's kind of his own worst enemy. You know, he was always doing something contrary to ordinary that went along with helping him be on top with his career, you know.
Right.
And Willie was a lot, more businesslike.
Yeah.
And Willie kind of, and Waylon, and they kind of surpassed us because they had a nationwide, you know, massive nationwide following.
But you've also written songs for these guys as well. You not only perform, you not only you sing, but you're a writer as well, and all those guys have played your songs.
Well, Willie did one that did very well for me. It's called Last Thing I Needed, The First Thing This Morning.
Which I love the title of that, yes.
Yeah. And I should mention that Donna Ferrara, who, yeah, there you go.
A past due bill.
Notice.
Alarm clock rang 2 hours late.
Wow.
Yeah, Willie did a great job.
Garbage man. Oh, absolutely.
Listen, when you got a guy like that singing one of your songs, you've written something.
Yeah, we were very, very fortunate. It just kind of struck a bell with him. We wrote it back in 1972, and I was going to say.
Is that right?
Say that Donna Farrar, who lives up in Ridgeway, Arkansas, up there, Eureka Springs, mm-hmm. She was a co-writer. It was her idea to come up with the song. She wrote the first verse, and
well, you were there.
That's
you
a great title.
Yeah, it's a great title, and you were there again. We talk about Willie. Obviously, I knew Daryl Royal, and of course, not back then, but I knew that you were around the same. I mean, you guys were there together on the scene at the same time, basically, if you were there in 69, because that's when, I guess, even before that, Willie had become good friends with Daryl Royal, too, and loved football.
Well, you know, the scene, there was always a very, very lively music scene. Of course, it was, you know, they were college beer-drinking bars, you know.
Right.
But they, there was a lot of good musicians. They come in from Dallas, and some were located in Austin and all around. Just a hotbed of music scene. The town didn't really pay much attention to it at that time.
Right.
And when Michael Murphy came to town, he had a record deal, and so he got us to put together a band behind him. And then, you know, started getting a little buzz. But that was in 72 when Michael came to town.
Right.
So that's kind of when it started, the first record deals, and then
Well, you listen. You've been listening. You're 76 years old. You're still playing and still in the game.
Yeah, baby, I'm having more fun than ever.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, no need to retire. You're in good shape. And yeah, Dee, you got something you want to say?
Yeah, I mean, Gary also did the theme song for Austin City Limits.
Yeah, I've seen that. Get right up on that mic.
Yeah, Dee. And so you know, I took over managing Gary 6 years ago, and you know, he was my lifetime hero. You know, growing up, you know, we pretty much had in our bottle the quintessential Texas album, Viva Trilingua de Luckenbach. Track number 10 is I Want to Go Home with the Armadillo. And I took that around the world when I traveled, and that brought me back to a Texas bar every night wherever I was.
Well, how long did that show, that the Austin City Limits show, go on?
It's still going.
I was about to say, it's been how many years? About
3 years.
About to say 40, years. I thought 40. Yeah. 40.
It's starting about 72 or 3.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you know, Denver Peacock is the president of Rotary. I don't think Rotary's ever had a speaker like Gary P. Nunn coming in to talk. What made you decide to bring in Gary, Denver?
Well, I just, you know, this year at Rotary, we wanted to really kind of liven things up a little bit, and we want to have informative programs, breaking news, and entertainment. And so Gary P. fits all three.
Well, I've already got some things here. Michael Dampier over in Hot Springs said, Gary P. is a legend. He used to play in Hot Springs back in the 70s and 80s. I'm a big fan. Here's another one from Jessica, and said, do you know Waylon Holyfield?
Yes.
You know Waylon Holyfield?
Yeah,
yes.
He was, when we used to come up here, he was a pretty big name around town.
Yeah, right.
And so we shared a bill with him. I think might have been on the steps of the Capitol building.
Is that right?
We got the Arkansas Traveler.
How often have you come to Arkansas over the decades?
It's been years. It really has. It's just business has been so good in Texas, and you know my name doesn't. You know, I'm a Texas music guy.
Right.
You know,
right,
so
right.
When you get out beyond the borders of Texas,
well,
people are not so familiar.
That may be true, Gary, but I know the people that do follow you, like Tony Ranchino was up here yesterday. Yeah. You know, he's got a book written about you. I mean, guys like Denver, they are locked in on you. The people that are, as a matter of fact, they're just right here. At Home with the Armadillo, that's a book about Gary P. Nunn. Here's
but
one.
The stories you could tell.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you've got.
Well, here's Willie
mean,
Nelson, Michael Martin Murphy. Yeah. All these guys, I love it, all commenting on the back of your book and just about your life.
Yep.
And
Billy Gibbons wrote the foreword for me. I was real proud of that.
ZZ Top.
So
yeah.
In the early days, and all these cats are coming down to hang out with it, what was the reason that you started this with the Texas music scene? And was I anywhere close to, because Willie, when we first see Willie, I mean, he's wearing a bolo tie and a suit and his hair slicked back and everything. Then the next time we see Willie, he's looking like that, and he still has the guitar with all the holes in it that he's playing right now.
Right.
And then Waylon leaves because of whatever the establishment was. I mean, and now Willie was already a name in Nashville when he leaves, right, when that happens?
Well, he just kind of, I think he got the buzz of what was going on because we had created a buzz with Michael Murphy and Jerry Jeff. And like I say, there was a local scene going on there, and the singer-songwriter thing, that kind of sprung from that.
Yeah.
The little singer-songwriter thing popped up and was drawing. And so Murphy and Jerry Jeff and those guys, they were songwriters, so they come in and make these appearances. And we were like band guys. We were the guys
right
playing in the clubs, you know.
Right.
So you know, they enlisted us to play behind them. Before that, they were just singer-songwriter with the acoustic guitar.
Well, the singer-songwriter that Willie is, and then you're also with David Allen Coe. We're talking about singer-songwriter.
And you went for
here.
David Allen Coe, too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's done a few of my songs, like about three of them, I think. He did two here just recently.
And well, what a scene that is. I mean, if you're sitting around there with all of those guys, I mean, those are just some that we know. You got any stories that you could tell about you? Was Chris Christopherson part of that group and all?
Well,
that?
No. Chris, you know, he would show up every once in a while. He didn't hang out in Austin.
And
also I find out another Austinite that, or Texan Longhorn that I just found out that you were buddies with, James Street. Yeah. So we actually did a touchdown club award here in Little Rock in honor of James Street because after Texas had beaten Arkansas in 69, right. James was so nice to come into town and speak a couple times and really reached out to the Arkansas fans and let everybody know, hey, we were very fortunate to win that game. You guys could have won it. And so we did a sportsmanship award for about 7 years. Matter of fact, his last public appearance was at the Clinton Library when we were showing that movie. I can't remember the name of it. It was the Shootout or something like that. But he got a standing ovation. He got teary-eyed, but he was a great guy.
He was a fine man. He really was. And speaking of that, I just was with Bill Bradley this Saturday night. We did a Los Gonzo reunion at Luckenbach, Texas, and sold out the show. And he lives right down the road, about halfway to San Antonio from there. And so I called him up and invited him to come up. And so we hung out, and gosh, he was telling me he's got every award, you know, and set every record.
Yeah.
In the NFL that you can imagine, and he's just still going, you know, doing probably like James, speaking engagements and signing autographs.
Were you you went to Lubbock too. You went to Texas Tech.
I went to
Tech for a little bit. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, which is, you know what I remember about, you know, one thing I remember. We also always beat Texas Tech when we'd play them, but I remember it was so flat. In Lubbock, I just remember thinking, man, you look everywhere, it's flat. I remember stepping off a corner, it was the night before the game, and about broke my ankle. That's why I don't know why I remember. I also remember the homecoming queen from Texas Tech. I do remember that.
So you remember homecoming queen, and I'm thinking about Buddy Holly and Mac Davis. Yeah, how about that?
Let's take a break. And two, we'll come back. And obviously, I guess your biggest hit is London Homesick Blues. Would that be your biggest hit?
Well, actually, the Willie Cut was by far
the biggest one for you. Roger found that in the system immediately.
And Chris Stapleton just covered it. So
which one?
The
Last Thing I Needed.
Oh, the lyrics are great in that for sure. Yeah, if you just joined the show, it's Gary P. Nunn hanging out with us, and he'll be speaking the Little Rock Rotary Club today. If you got any questions, if you want to send us a question for Gary on our text line 661-1037, we'll visit with them. And don't forget 10:30 today, Touchdown Club lineup. Denver, I got to try to match you, man. Your lineup for the Rotary Club, man.
We got to keep people coming to Rotary on Tuesdays, David. You're competing with me.
That's right. All right, 8:45 here in Morning Mayhem. Okay,
just checking
on that. Rangers too. Same thing. Rangers.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And Astros. Right.
And Astros, of course.
You know, it's been hard to love part of them the here lately.
Listen, we got a Texan. He's the only – listen, he's been quiet over there. The only Texan we got in the house right there.
Yeah. Hey, look, I
need some Athens, Texas.
Athens, yes, sir. And we've known about Gary. If you grow up liking, you know, the Texas country music scene, you know a little bit about Gary. And we were talking a little bit about Pat Green earlier. It's good to have another Texan in the studio.
Robert Earl Keane just played here two nights ago.
Yeah, I know. So all the same people who love you were there for that. Now, I think you're going to stick around a little bit longer. Denver, can we get him to play one round of Family Feud? You remember the TV show Family Feud?
I think he'd love it.
Okay, we're going to do that. He'll be great.
He has no idea what's happening.
He's like,
what
am I?
We finally stumped.
Quintessential Texas anthem by far.
Yes.
People go nuts. For 50 years he's been doing it, and they still have the same reaction.
Yeah, well, that you guys perked up. And you mentioned that we played the Willie version of the song. You said kids like the Chris Stapleton version, right?
Well, but the other song.
The last thing I needed, Chris Stapleton cut in 2017.
They just love Clear Stapleton. You know, he's a hot thing.
He's hot, but he's no possum.
We know he's no George Jones.
Let's get us a contestant, RJ. 661-1037. I don't know if that person wants to just play a little. We're going to challenge you a little bit. If you just joined the show, Gary P. Nunn is here with us. Here's a guy who said, guys, great interview with Gary. I've listened for the last 15 minutes on my way to work. So people are enjoying hearing you, and they can find you. You got a website that people can get to?
GaryP.Nunn.com, or you can find us on Facebook, Instagram. Everywhere.
When's it?
Ever host the Willie's Roadhouse? You ever on there a time or two?
No.
Well, by golly, you ought to be. Hell with all you know and all you've done.
Well, Dallas Wayne is a great friend of ours.
I like Dallas Wayne and Jeannie Seeley as well.
So, I mean, these people go parallel. I mean, they don't always see each other. Everybody thinks, oh, they're all hanging out.
Hey, you're all hanging out together.
You're going out to gigs. Right. This guy stayed busy for 50 years straight.
Yeah. He's in Little Rock. He's been jamming us. All right. We're going to give away RJ if we've got anything from Twin Peaks or whatever. If you have any of that stuff, I don't know, Bob.
Yeah. Well, okay.
All right. So we got Blake.
Or do you guys want to do a Turner Time Watch since we haven't done that?
Well, with him playing, since he's playing, are you sticking around when he leaves? Yeah. Well, then we'll do it then.
Okay.
Done.
Yeah.
Done.
All right, here we go.
It's time for everyone's favorite game, Family Feud. Sponsored by Southern Bank. Visit bankwithsouthern.com for more information about your lending needs. Now, let's play the feud.
Woo, we got us a good one. Now, wait a minute. I'm sorry, RJ. I misunderstood. Do you want to play for the prize to be the watch?
Yeah.
My bad.
No,
my
no,
bad.
It's up to you.
Well, no, I wouldn't think. Let's do it.
Well, there's a lot on the line right here. Holy cow.
It's a prize value. It's somewhere between $300,000 and $300,000 we're giving away here, Gary. It's not no bull crap here. It's for the big bucks, RJ.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I was thinking about playing the game. So that's what we're
doing. Thank Jones & Son. This is a $200 watch. It was designed by Jones & Son locally.
$200?
For one of the Razorbacks, Michael Turner, who was a catcher for the Razorbacks World Series team this year. They designed a watch, and we only have a couple of them left to give away.
Once they're gone, they're gone.
So no pressure.
Like the legends, like you.
Yeah, no pressure, Gary, but you need to help deliver to Blake this watch right here.
Blake, are you there? Blake,
Blake is gone. Maybe that's him calling back.
661-1037, let's see. Blake, is this you? No, it's not. Who is this? Caller, that's you.
It's Boone. Let's go. Okay.
Boone?
Hey, Boone. Good morning.
Boone.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, boy, you ready to play Frat Watch?
Let's do it.
All right, hold on now. Everybody else that's on the phone that's calling, do not hang up, because if Boone doesn't get it, and I'm not trying to put that out in the universe, Boone, but if you don't get it, we'll go to somebody else. Is that fair?
Putting the pressure on me.
I don't mean to do it, but you know what?
Let's get it done, baby.
I'm not a politician just going to give it to you. I want you to earn it. All right?
Let's do it.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play. I interviewed 100 people outside the ladies' bathroom at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth. And I asked, what's the team's going to be, Bass?
I think we ought to do, tell you what, we'll let Gary and Dee in Denver be together with RJ, and I'll be together with Boone. How about that?
You and Boone
and
going against
all these guys. That's right.
Pressure's on you,
that's
my
right.
friend.
That's exactly right. We can
all
handle
right,
it.
So that's right. Now, Boone, you're only going to need it this one time. Your name is your buzzer. Let me hear your buzzer.
Boom.
That's a low buzzer. It's a little slow.
I tell you what, I'm going to take Gary. I changed mine. Gary, you're on my team.
You, Gary and Boone?
RJ, you can have D in Denver.
Oh, so are you and
I'm splitting the team. So Gary, it's
like Gary, Boone, and you.
That's right. That's right.
Gary, listen, your odds have just gotten better, Boone. Your odds have just gotten better. All right, Boone, you are going to be the leader of your team, and we got those guys out there. All right, be the first one to buzz in with your name here. 100 people surveyed outside the ladies' restroom at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth. Name me an item, top five answers on the board. Name me an item you might buy in a souvenir shop.
RJ. Shot glass.
A shot glass is a great answer, but not in the top five. Now, that doesn't mean. So what
so
that means
Gary
is.
So Gary or Boone, that's right. If we can get it,
Gary
we
Boone.
Can.
Five answers on the
do
board.
You,
give
do you have
me
something
one
that comes to mind, Gary?
Yeah. Billy Bob's T-shirt.
Yeah.
We're talking. We're just talking. No,
just
chit-chatting. Boone, do you have something?
I do. T-shirt.
Okay, so along the side, we're going to say a T-shirt and a souvenir.
That's going to be your shot?
Yeah.
Well, that's number one.
Wow, good job, Gary. Attaboy. Look at it.
I thought Boone was with us.
He's all up. No, no, that's all. No, it's you guys, you three.
You took Boone and Gary.
Yeah, that's right. I got Boone and Gary. No.
You're changing the rules.
That's it. All right. That's the way it is.
Your deck is stacked against us.
All right, Boone, you are the leader of this team. So you've got four answers remaining on the board. Do you want to play or you want to pass to the guys?
But Boone,
we're going to pass on this one.
Good idea, Boone. So now, Gary, the pressure's on them. If they can't get it, we got to come back and answer, but they've got to get the answer.
So don't say anything, Gary.
Yeah.
Boone,
yeah,
don't
blur
say
it, Gary.
Anything. All right, fellas, what you got? Four answers on the board.
Hat.
A hat. Not on the board.
I
went buzzer.
No hat.
I'm sorry. I hit the
come
wrong.
On.
That's right. One strike. Four answers.
What about like a guy, and we're only talking here, what about like a keychain? You know, it's a souvenir shop.
It's a souvenir shop.
If a hat's not on the list, then.
So, you got a different answer?
I'm trying to think what else.
You got a time limit. No, Boone. Don't give him any answer. We want them to miss every one. Yes.
Keychain.
Keychain is their answer.
That's going to be your answer?
Yes.
Well, that's the right answer.
Wow,
right?
Good job, RJ.
That's number
job,
two
RJ.
On the board. Number two on the board.
Thank you for backing me up, Denver.
T-shirt, keychain have been mentioned.
Be
shot
thinking,
glass
Gary.
Was not on it. Three answers remain. One strike against you. Two answers remaining.
Something you're going to get at the gift.
Something you're going to get at a...
D, you got an answer?
Yeah.
Go ahead, D.
Yeah, listen.
Repeat the question.
No, I'm going to repeat the question.
Oh, Boone!
That's a great point. That is a great game show ploy. Name an item you might find or buy in a souvenir shop.
A magnet.
Oh, I love that.
That's a pretty good answer.
Magnet.
That's an outstanding answer is what it is. That is number
So the question, it's not Billy Bob's gift shop. It's any gift
that's
shop.
Right.
I just asked the question outside the ladies' bathroom. Right. It took me three days to get 100 women to talk to me.
Texas out of it.
All right, so what's that? So
you got number three and number five are left on the board. One strike against your board.
A toy? Like, you know, kids, you'll have like toys.
Stuffy?
Like a stuffed animal or a toy or something like that. Which, I mean, that may be terrible, but...
No, three.
Let's do it. We'll do stuffed animal.
Animals, Raj.
That is on the board, but it's number six. We can't count that one, so it's number six. I'm sorry, guys.
Is that three strikes?
That's two strikes against you. Man. I can't give
Hold on,
that
Boone.
One.
Almost
You've
there.
You've got two more. You've We're got two more.
Like a little poster.
Like a poster.
An ashtray?
Yeah, no.
That's about as good as a keychain.
No, it's not.
Let's go with a poster.
It's really not. I'm going to give it to you. Yeah. I'm going to give you half a point for postcard.
Postcard.
What was your answer?
We did poster.
Yeah, what a bomb. What a bomb.
What a ripoff.
It's not a ripoff. It's not a ripoff.
In poster.
That's terrible, Boone.
It's
I'm with you.
It's not that bad at all. I just let you have it. That's all.
And finally, we would go with...
One
answer.
Five.
I'll do the countdown.
Three.
I'll do the ten. Nine.
What else you
eight.
The gifts? Oh,
seven.
They're out.
Six.
They're tapping out.
Five. Yeah.
Would you?
Four.
Candy.
Three.
Would you get candy?
Candy.
Two, candy or food?
Candy.
We'll go with candy.
You're going with candy?
Yeah.
My friends, that is not only a horrible answer, it's probably the worst answer. All right. Very good. That's a good try. All right, here's the deal. That's three strikes. Here's the deal.
Yeah, that's right,
for
Gary. This is
all
it.
All the marbles right here. The pressure is on you, Gary P. Nunn, David Basil, for Boone to win this very exclusive, only a few hundred people have it, $200 plus watch from Jones & Son. It's a Turner timepiece. One answer remains on the board.
We're going to discuss. Now, Boone,
this is just
us talking, Gary.
I say
we go with a magnet. I think magnet and a coffee, either or a coffee cup.
We already did magnet.
You did magnet.
I don't remember magnet.
Okay, so I'm going to go. I think, what about coffee cup, like a cup?
I think that's a good one.
Boone, you agree with that?
I like that one.
Boone?
Postcard was my reserve answer.
We
gave him poster.
I did. But you know what? Look what this has done. It has given us the two greatest words in all of trivia. Last answer.
We're going with a coffee mug.
You're going. That's the greatest. Oh,
we got it. Good job.
Listen, I got to be honest with you. I thought you are. I didn't know you said coffee mug. I mean, magnet already. So I apologize for that. Very good.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Good job, Boone.
We got hosed on the stuffy. Calling for a recap.
Well, the stuffed animal, you got it right. Made up for postcard. You got it. But look here. He's still a winner.
That's right, Boone. Congratulations.
Hey, let's go.
Way to go, Boone. You're going to win the Turner Time Watch.
That's exactly
We do want to say, too, I was thinking, you know, back in the day, do you remember when you think of souvenir shop, what do you think of, Gary, when you think of a souvenir shop?
Hats. Everything we mentioned.
I'm talking about in terms of franchises or names of souvenir shops. When you think of being on the road, one comes to mind, right?
Cracker Barrel.
That's not it. It's the, I just lost it.
Bucky's.
No, not Bucky's. Older than that.
Stuckey's.
That's it.
Stuckey's, Love's, Pilot.
Stuckey's. Wasn't there another one besides Stuckey's?
Stuckey's had the log row, but that means a whole different thing now.
Stuckey's had been around forever.
I don't remember souvenir shop.
I just remember could go in and get things. You could buy souvenirs at Stuckey's.
Stuffed ham.
Candy too.
Can people come today, or do they have to be members of Rotary to be able to come too? How does that work?
Yeah, it's a $25 guest fee.
Okay.
They probably should email me if they want to come be a guest.
Probably too late for that.
No. Look on my Twitter handle at Denver Peacock. I'll put it out there.
You know, now, Gary, you going to sing today? You just going to talk? Well, you going to do Q&A? What you going to do?
We're going to do a Q&A.
Okay.
Dee and I are going to answer questions. Rex.
Yeah, Rex Nelson is
Rex is great.
Oh, there you go. You're
a couple of songs.
I got to tell you, if you haven't seen, I know you, because Willie's in it. Have you seen the documentary about Jimmy Carter and music about the White House?
Rock and roll president.
Yeah, have you seen that?
No.
You've got to watch it. It talks about how Jimmy Carter used Southern rock, Southern country, you know, Allman Brothers, Willie Nelson, Jimmy Buffett. All of them.
Lynn Rottenstadt.
Yeah, he used them all to help him get to the White House.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Roger, you got to go back and watch it.
Somebody
appreciates music if not for your style of music, what's another kind of music that Gary Peanut might be listening to sometime? Is there any other?
I love, you know, I grew up listening to jazz music.
Gotcha.
My brother was a music major at North Texas State, and he'd bring home. Bill Evans trio and Dave Brubeck and
So I would never have guessed that you're an eclectic guy. Would you say you're sort of eclectic? Was that the right word?
Absolutely, yeah. And I would say, you know, some of the people, Elton John, Ray Charles, he really gets that vibe.
Well, he's got the blue glasses on.
Ray Charles, I do hear a lot of piano. I hear a lot of piano. Is that where
Gary
that comes from?
Gary is an unbelievable concert pianist.
I think that first song.
Don't be humble,
that,
Gary. You are.
The last song. What was the name of the song? The last thing that I need.
First thing this morning.
exactly.
Was to have you walk out on me.
And I think it almost kind of sounded like a Paul Simon with a piano for some reason. I don't know where it was.
Well, listen, that's awesome that you're here in town. Yeah. Glad to have you. Again, you know, over the years, how many times do you think you've been in Arkansas over the years?
Probably 25 or 30 times.
I know you stick to Texas, so you just come to Texarkana and then turn around and go back west?
Well, I used to. You know, we had some supporters here, Bill Walker and some of them would sponsor us. You know, they'd get us in Eureka Springs. We played at the Crescent Hotel and Eureka Springs. We go to Hot Springs and we play at Juanita's here in.
Juanita's was big, man. Yeah.
And we play at Fayetteville. I think those swinging doors there on Dixon Street.
Yeah, you've been around. Yeah, Deagle says that.
Absolutely. We're going to be planning a concert probably in October here at Ron Robinson.
That's a great venue. Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. I was looking at your book. So this is what, where is it at here? This is what Lyle Lovett said about you. This is on the back of your book. It says, Gary Peanut is a musical and poetic treasure. If all he'd written was London Homesick Blues, that would have been enough. But there's so much more to him. What follows will delight and enlighten you. Thanks for writing it all down for us, Gary P. Willie Nelson says, I met Gary Peanut when I arrived in Austin in 1972 and watched with pleasure as he's quietly and independently carved a place for himself in the annals of Texas country music. It's played a vital, seminal role in the phenomenal growth and development of the Texas music industry, for which we can all be thankful. That was Willie Nelson, and you're in the Texas Hall of Fame. Yeah, how about that? Yeah, that's
pretty sweet.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
But the most important thing is he got an Arkansas Travelers Award back in
1984. He did. But wait a minute, you weren't at. Don't tell me you weren't at the shootout now, right? You weren't at the '69 shootout in person.
Tell him how you saw it, Gary.
You just watched.
I was in a cold hotel in Sparks, Nevada.
Okay.
Watching, we were out there. I was with a band called Sparkles, and we did. I did one semester in California before I had to get back. The other guys were sleeping, and I stayed up and watched it on this fuzzy TV with rabbit ears. I remember that. I believe it's James Street threw that touchdown pass.
He could never complete that pass again if he threw it 1,000 times. It was the most unbelievable completion. You couldn't do it again. I'm just telling you. And then you remember when they went to Darrell Roy and they called. He said, "We're going to do a pass play." And I think James Street said, "What?" You know, he couldn't believe him. And that turned out to be. You know, if you watch that game, Arkansas dominates the entire game until the fourth quarter. Tripping. Yeah.
Have you seen the movie My All American?
It's about the running back who died of cancer, lost his leg.
I thought it was a defensive player.
I was thinking that.
James Street's son plays James Street in that movie. It's called My All American because Darrell Roy called this football player his All American. He's an All American to him,
right?
And that's a life about this one football player. And, it's a pretty good, sweet little movie. Real simple movie.
And Darrell Roy was such a great guy. You know, he and Coach Broyles would play golf together, but they would never talk football when they would play together. Right. Their wives were great friends, and you know, in the in the 60s, that was it. It was Arkansas and Texas football yep. were the dominant program. Yep. And
we're, Southwest Conference.
Yeah, we're finally, Arkansas is finally, back. You know, I'll tell you, Denver.
They had their number the last few times.
I know.
So.
Well, and I was just going to say, I think that's one of the reasons the Touchdown Club, people are going to be excited. You know, the first speaker is going to be Sam Pittman. He always kicks us off. But first 5 weeks are going to be, this year's got two things. I don't want to share it until I get there today. But the other thing is personalities. We've got some of the biggest personalities coming to the Touchdown Club that a lot of
biggest
fun. But yeah, so the biggest personalities nationally. But it makes a big difference when your team is 9-4 coming off a season 9-4 and versus 2-10, which we've had some of those. Texas has been down.
Texas has been down for years.
Yeah, it's been down. And so of course Texas opens up with Alabama. That's a tough way to open it up. Yeah.
Welcome to the SEC.
Yeah, that's right. Of course Texas and Oklahoma coming to the SEC here too. That's right. You've been busy writing and singing. You don't have time to pay attention to that.
Well, I heard it, about a year ago or so, but hadn't heard much since.
Somebody says something. Where it was?
We're ready for you, Gary.
Oh, Freddie Steinmark is who
that's
it was,
thank
Raj.
You,
yeah,
thank
that's
you,
who
thank
it was.
That's who it was.
And somebody made a comment. Where is it at here? I think we can all agree that Arkansas will celebrate Justin Moore on a whole new level when he stops Chris Stapleton from writing our dadgum Arkansas and hog songs. Well, Chris Stapleton's got a song out. It's called Arkansas. And so Justin been talking about it. He said, man, I've tried for years to come up with something that would work that we could play at the stadium. He said, that doggum, Chris Stapleton comes up with an Arkansas song, and now we're playing that instead of him doing it. But that's the way it works when it comes to writing, right? This is it right here. This is Chris Stapleton.
Don't hold back. Just go for it.
There's so many songs about Texas and Tennessee and Kentucky and all that.
Sending that guy an Arkansas traveler. Away.
Well, the reason he did that, he picked up a car and was going from Oklahoma to Nashville. And he was driving through Arkansas, and it came to his mind. And next thing
I grew up with this guy singing about
that. That was a great story. Yeah. Him and Morgan went across the.
Yeah. See if you recognize this one, Gary.
Arkansas, land of opportunity, Arkansas. Oh, what you do to me, prettiest place.
That's a pretty song.
I ever saw was back home in Arkansas.
That's right.
That's it.
That's our anthem. That's it. But Chris,
you want to make everybody happy, Gary? Write us an Arkansas song. Come on.
Well, I did mention Eureka Springs in one of my songs.
Oh, did you? Okay.
It's called Friends for Life, and it's...
Well, that's a unique town. That's a very eclectic town in Arkansas,
you got
too.
That right.
That's right. Thanks so much for coming by. It's a pleasure and honor to meet you.
What a great career
you've had, and you're still going, still man. Rocking, it's very impressive. Yeah, that's an inspiration for all of us. A little bit younger guys, that you're doing it at 76. We need to keep doing it.
Yeah.
And we only talk for a living. That's
Lord
all
willing.
We do.
Lord, and we're not very good.
Gary, thanks for coming by. D, thanks so much. Denver, have a great meeting day at the Little Rock Rotary
Club. Good
luck
today with your announcement.
Yes, thank you. That's right. And I'm out of here, Raj. I'll see you guys a little bit later.
You guys come to Texas soon. We'll show you a great time.
Deal. That is a deal. All right. It is 9:30 here at Morning Mayhem.